unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
I'm very upset. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you, as I love to do every weekday, from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, over the airwaves of Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Plus, if you want to send in your voicemail messages, just go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. I want everybody in America and throughout Canada and other parts where you can hear this radio show, I want you to understand that my boy Joffrey, my man Griff and Izzo, my girl Sherry and Betty and Solange, my man Rashawn, you know, Shagoon and Chris and the whole crew, I want to make sure, along with the Mad Dog Russo channel, all the way upstairs to the Scott Greenstein, down to Christopher Mad Dog Russo, Steve Torrey, you know, Eric Spitz and everybody. I want to make sure everybody knows that the words that will ooze out of my mouth over the next few minutes have nothing to do with them. Please don't hold them accountable for what's about to come out of my mouth. But it's in my spirit. It's in my spirit. And I got to let it out because I'm very upset and I'm not very happy today. And I'm going to tell you why. I just read news this morning on ESPN.com that the Atlanta Hawks are planning a tribute night to Magic City Strip Club. Now, I got other sports on my mind. I got the NFL scouting combine stuff on my mind. I got the NBA stuff on my mind. I'm going to get to all of that. But right now, what's on my mind is Magic City, okay? Because I'm disgusted. I'm appalled, okay? The Atlanta Hawks have a bit of an unusual promotion planned for March 16th, okay? March 16th, I got to look up that date. I got to make sure I know the date. I got to remember the date, okay? It's March 16th, which is a Monday night. They have a bit of an unusual promotion planned. They're paying tribute to Magic City, Atlanta's famed strip club. Reading right off the article of ESPN.com. To celebrate the iconic cultural institution, the Hawks are planning a night filled with food, including the club's famous lemon pepper wings. Okay? Lou Williams, we hear you. You're out of clear. You'll be synonymous with that. Along with some music and exclusive merchandise. The opponent that night, the Orlando Magic, of course. Quote, "This collaboration and theme night is very meaningful to me after all the work that we did to put together Magic City, an American fantasy," Hawks principal owner, filmmaker, and actor Jamie Gertz said. "The iconic Atlanta institution has made such an incredible impact on our city and its unique culture," end quote. Gertz, for those of you who don't know, as an owner for the Atlanta Hawks, was one of the producers of the five-part Stars docuseries, Magic City and American Fantasy, that explored the club's history and its place in both hip-hop and black culture. The Hawks are also bringing in Atlanta native T.I. to perform at halftime, and there will be a special live pregame recording of a podcast about the club and the impact it has on music, culture, and sports. Magic City will be serving two versions of the lemon pepper wings, including the ones named for former Hawks guard Lou Williams. Said T.I., "We doing this one for the city, Magic City. I'm appalled. I'm disgusted. I'm furious because I can't be there. I can't be there. I got commitments that day. I won't be there, and I can't make it. Damn it. I just need to say that. I need to get that off my chest, okay? I'm ticked off. March 16th, Monday night, I got commitments, man. You understand what I'm saying? Got soap operas to tape, got business meetings to have. Can't change the meetings around for the tribute to Magic City. But damn, I want to be there. Now, let me say this because it's very, very important. You understand? We got to mind our manners, even on SiriusXM. This ain't the Howard Stern show, damn it. I got to leave stuff like this to Howard Stern. But it's just something that's near and dear to my heart. Now, I ain't been there in a long time, very, very long time ago, okay? As the really great Bernie Mac would say, just a very, very long time ago, long time ago, right? It's been a while. But I have made an appearance or two, or five, at Magic City in my lifetime, okay? And the wings are delicious. I have to say that. Which is why when basketball player Lou Williams got caught being there during COVID, obviously it was not a good thing. There was no vaccine as of yet. We didn't know what you could do if you could harm yourself or other people or anything like that. So it was not a good thing to do. But they ain't a man alive that didn't understand. We said you were wrong and you shouldn't have done it, but we understood. We really, really did. I mean, after all, the mentality was, if you're going to catch COVID, it was the worst ways to catch COVID. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest with y'all. I just got to keep it a buck. I'm just telling you, okay? The lemon pepper wings are delicious. The scenery is just as marvelous. Magic City is Magic City. It's existed since 1985. And you know, Atlanta, I call DC Chocolate City, but Atlanta is really Chocolate City as well. Forget all that stuff about the brothers. I don't know a white dude in sports that doesn't know about Magic City. In fact, a lot of them know it just as good as the brothers. So we ain't getting into no racial disparities here. You know, the brothers, even the brothers from another mother, know about Magic City. So while some of y'all are out there being appalled that the Atlanta Hawks would come up with such a promotional plan, such a promotional event, I just want to state for the record, I understand. And I dare any man that has heard of or has appeared at Magic City to refute what I'm saying. Magic City will forever be an integral part of the culture. It truly will be. And I just think it's important that for this very, very, very unique promotional marketing event that's scheduled to take place March 16th, that we give the Atlanta Hawks their props for innovation, for courage, and for nostalgia to remind us all of what Magic City means to us. I will repeat, it's inadvisable as it was for Lou Williams to be out in public during COVID, when the NBA season was halted. We were like, how dare you? How stupid can you be? How irresponsible you can be? How could you do something like that? And then we heard he got caught at Magic City. And we were like, all of a sudden, we looked like Austin Powell, the spy who shagged me. I mean, we were like, oh, that's where he was. Damn. It might not have been advisable, but we all knew that we understood collectively as men. And dare I say some women, because I've seen some women up in there. Again, long time ago. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, I ain't been a strip club since I started working at ESPN, which is 2003. But Magic City's been around since 1985. And I'm telling you right now, prior to 2003, when I came to Atlanta, on occasion, still remember the experience. Sometimes we just got to be honest about it. Sometimes we just got to be honest about it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Sorry for starting the show with such a I don't know what the appropriate word for it is. Dicey, risque, subject matter, whatever. I'm quite sure at least a couple of my producers are sweating. They're very, very uncomfortable. But damn it, this is my show. Okay? I'm the boss of this show. This is not on them. This is not their responsibility. This is not the responsibility of Mad Dog Sports Radio. This is not the responsibility of Christopher Mad Dog Russo. This is not the responsibility of Scott Greenstein, the president. This is not the responsibility of my team working under Straight Shooter Media, which is the production company that I own. I love all of you all. I am standing on this island all by myself. I don't want anybody incriminated or stained by what is coming out of my mouth, but damn it, it was on my mind. I heard about Magic City being celebrated. I said, what? At a basketball game? And T.I.'s performing at halftime? Damn, I don't know who going to show up at the part of the halftime entertainment with that brother performing at halftime. In the ATL? Damn it, I can't be there. Still got time. Still got time. I got 17 days to figure this out. I just thought it was important to get that off my chest. Because I like to be honest and open with my listeners and viewers, let them know what's on my mind. Those lemon pepper wings were delicious, y'all. They really, really, really were. Just thought I needed to say that. Paramount Plus celebrates Black History Month with the Black Voices Collection. You can stream stories of excellence like the series Watson, starring Morris Chestnut as a modern-day Dr. John Watson. He applies a specific type of deductive reasoning that he learned from his years working with the infamous detective Sherlock Holmes. And if you're feeling in the mood for stories of family and love, check out the David Oyelowo, led lawman Bass Reeves. You can also find David and Selma in Becoming King, both in the collection. And don't miss out on stories of community in Cedric the Entertainer's The Neighborhood and drama-filled The Chi. Explore series, movies, and more in the Black Voices Collection on Paramount Plus. Stream now. 888-888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM. Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. A couple of sports stories outside of the Hawks in Magic City on March 16th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, by the way, at the arena in downtown Atlanta, Georgia. Aside from that, I want to say this. I want to get into Kevin Durant. Obviously having nothing to do with Magic City. Certainly we don't want to include him in that situation. I want to talk about basketball when we talk about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant last night tied Kobe Bryant for the fifth most 30-point games in NBA history at 431 30-point games. He also reached the 32,000 career points plateau, becoming sixth all-time to reach that feat. LeBron James is at number one, 43,000 points and counting. Doesn't want anybody to catch his record. We understand that. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who he surpassed a couple of years ago, is number two on that list, retiring at 38,387 points. Karl Malone was third, or is third all-time, at 36,928 points. Kobe Bryant is fourth at 33,643 points. Michael Jordan is 32,292 points, fifth all-time, really much, pretty much 13-year career in Chicago, plus an additional two in the nation's capital after retiring and then coming out of retirement. And then there is Kevin Durant, who, by the way, has pretty much missed 2.5 to 3 seasons of his career due to injury. So imagine what he would have done had he maintained his health the way that LeBron did. Could you imagine what Kevin Durant may have done? At some point in time, when we're sitting here talking about Kevin Durant, we need to ask ourselves two questions. Where do you put him all time? I got him top 10. And I got him as arguably the second greatest scorer in the history of basketball behind Michael Jordan. You think I'm lying? We know the superlatives, 75th all-anniversary team, two-time NBA champion, two-time NBA Finals MVP, one-time regular season MVP, four scoring titles, third most behind only Michael Jordan with 10 and Wilt Chamberlain with 7. 16-time All-Star selections, fourth most all-time behind LeBron, Kareem, and Kobe. 11-time All-NBA selection, including 6 times on the first team. NBA Rookie of the Year, National College Player of the Year, 4-time Olympic gold medalist, career leader in career points with 518 in Olympic competition for Team USA basketball through 28 games, which is 400 points more than anybody else in USA men's basketball history. This is Kevin Durant we're talking about here. 7 foot with a 7'6 wingspan. Perhaps, ladies and gentlemen, before you're ready to refute me, let me add this one last caveat about him. Did you know that Kevin Durant, when you talk about consistency, most career NBA seasons averaging at least 25 points on 50% shooting and 40% from three-point range? Dale Ellis did it twice. Nikola Jokic did it twice. LeBron James did it twice. Larry Bird did it 3 times. Do you know that Kevin Durant is number 1 on that list? He's done it 8 times in his career. 8. 8 times. When LeBron averaged a 34-point triple-double in a 2017 NBA Finals. When J.R. Smith shot 58% from the field. When Kyrie Irving averaged 30. Do you know they were still taken out in 5 games because Kevin Durant was on the Golden State Warriors? And Kevin Durant averaged 35-8. At some point in time, as we're sitting here talking about this brother, I'm just wondering when we going to pay the right homage to him. We talk about LeBron. We talk about Steph Curry. Steph Curry is sensational, no doubt about that. The greatest shooter God ever created. You do understand that Steph Curry doesn't have these numbers? Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Kevin Durant is playing better in his 30s than he did in his 20s? Do you understand who the hell this kid, this dude is? He's not a kid. I forget whether he's approaching 37 or he is 37. But the point is, the brother's been in the league for over 15 years. What we're witnessing right now, as he dropped 40 last night, including 14 in the fourth quarter, to close out a victory against the Orlando Magic. Do you understand who we're talking about and what we're talking about here? We're talking about one of the top 10 greatest players in the history of basketball. He's 37 years old. We're talking about a Kevin Durant that's playing better in his 30s post-Achilles tear injury than he did in his 20s before he got injured with the Achilles tear. We're talking about a guy that with Kyrie Irving out in Brooklyn and with James Harden hobbled, beats the Milwaukee Bucks and captures an NBA championship if he wore a size 12.5 instead of a size 13 shoe and his foot didn't step on the line in that game when he dropped 49 instead of 50. Right there. That pay, right there. The man is spectacular. He's something to behold. But he just had too big of a foot. And if he had any help, Brooklyn wins the championship. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and James Harden brings a championship to Brooklyn. If Kyrie didn't get hurt, if James Harden wasn't hobbled, and if KD had a shoe half size shorter. That's who we're talking about in Kevin Durant. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. And I got news for you. The only reason I ain't got Houston winning the championship is because they don't have a point guard. Because even with Wembanyama wreaking havoc all over the damn place, Houston could start four guys 6 feet 11 and taller. You got a point guard, somebody to run the show for you, they could win the chip. Just thought I needed to say that. Thought it was important to get off my chest. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls and more in a minute.